Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 21st of October, Anno Domini 2017, and you, you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And it's 6 minutes after the hour. We are going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes, don't get the blues, here comes the news. But first, just a reminder at how truly lucky you are. This is the second week of our fall pledge drive. And you have a golden opportunity. Yes, we're all very excited about this. You have a golden opportunity to become a brand new member of this station or renew your memberships if you are a lapsed member or, in fact, just give a little extra to help out. We have been doing very well this pledge drive. We're a little ahead of where we planned to be at this point, and that's great, except for this show.
Well, it's great that, you know, we're doing good, but you know what? What would even be better is if we were done.
That would be much better.
That would
yes.
be a lot better than this way. We could get right on to, you know, you folks not turning it on and say, oh, yeah, they're into a pledge drive. Yeah. Yes, we are. And you know what? If you pick up the phones and give us a call, we can have this pledge drive over that much sooner.
Yep. We're not any more excited about doing a pledge drive than you are about listening to it. But we have to raise the money to keep the station on the air. It really gets down to that.
It's plain economics. You don't step up to the plate, we're not on the air.
It's economics 101. We don't have the money, we don't have the station.
Yeah, and it's easy because we don't get federal funding, you know, we don't get any grants, and, you know, all the space isn't donated to us, you know, free of charge. It all comes with a price tag.
Rob pointed. I was on the air with Rob on Thursday, and I said,
"How'd
that,
you do?"
He did okay. and I said essentially that we don't get federal money, state money, any money. And Rob said, "In fact, if we did get those dollars, we wouldn't have to have a pledge drive."
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's so we have a pledge drive because we don't get those dollars, and we need your help. And let me spend just a couple of moments talking about to those of you who are listening to this via the podcast. There are, in fact, hundreds upon hundreds of you. I see the numbers every month of people who download this podcast listen after the fact. And I get that, and that's fair. And so you are not listening live, but you can still pledge. And in fact, I know for a fact that many of you listen through the Jazz 90.1 app. If you go to the Jazz 90.1 app and click the hamburger menu, that's the three lines in the upper left, and look at that, you will see that, in fact, the very first choice is to donate to the station. So you're in the middle of your run and you're thinking to yourself, I'll do it when I get home, or you're driving somewhere and I'll do it when I get home, or you're just not near the computer and you're thinking I'll do it when I get home. Well, for those of you who are listening on the app or listening on any device that can get to the web, you don't have to wait. You can do it now. Just scroll down until you see some of the soundbite stuff. Change the numbers if you want to give more or less, and please donate to the station. Oh, and about more and less, yes, we have levels. We have levels from $35 to $1,000, and if people would like to donate at the $1,000, we'll find something for Rob Litton to do in your home. But you don't have to pledge at a level. We've had people who donated $5 and were apologetic that they couldn't afford more. It's not about the more. It's about doing the job. It's about making the commitment. It's about becoming a member of the family. And you do that by calling 585 866-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, if you don't like speaking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. There's an interesting phenomenon that happens during pledge drives. We get many fewer calls for computer help.
Yeah.
And I know the reason for that is that people don't want to call and risk the fact that we will say, are you a member?
Which we will.
And they have to then either lie or admit to the world that they can't be bothered to send us a few bucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, there's sponges. A real easy fix for that. Send us a few bucks.
Yeah.
Then when we say, are you a member, you can very proudly say, yes. Yes, I am.
Just and the other thing, though, is we have, you know, they say, well, I can't afford much right now. Well, you know, we have the Jazz-O-Matic plan.
That's true.
And you can pledge as little as $10 a month.
Right. And that's just two cups of coffee. It's less than 2 cups of coffee.
And have that come out of your checking account.
Then you should probably cut down on your coffee anyway.
That's right.
Unless you buy it from the Flower City Coffee Company.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we're talking. Yeah. Unsolicited testimonial, ladies and gentlemen.
But, you know, I mean, if they just consider that as another way to do it. Because, again, if they call in, yes, I'm a member. Even though they're giving, you know, the $10 a month, they're still members.
That's right.
You know, and at the $110 level, you know, I mean, we got some great gifts there that you can take advantage of. You get the membership card. They get you 2-for-1.
For $90.10 level or above, you get the member card.
Yep. Well,
I can't tell you how often we use that member card.
Mm-hmm.
The other night I said to my wife, I'm going to go to the station and do the show with Rob. When I get back, let's go to dinner. She said, where do you want to go? I said, check the card.
Yep.
We got it bookmarked. You go online, you see all the places. It's updated all the time as to, you know, what
to go, where
is
to go.
Available on the card. And often it's a certain amount off or a 2-for-1 or whatever. And it's not just restaurants. It's wineries and bed and breakfasts and all kinds of things. It makes me look like a hero because I say, let's go out to dinner more often. And it makes me feel good because it costs us less.
Yeah. It's a win-win. Plus, you get to experience other restaurants.
Exactly.
You know, most folks have their favorite places they like to go. But by using the card, they get you out to other places and experience different foods.
That's exactly right. And it's a very easy thing to do at the $90.10 level or above. You can become a member and get the member card. Now, if you pledge at the $200 level, you can get the beautiful Jazz 90.1 sound bites. You can't really see the whole thing because Dave is in the way. Jazz 90.1 and sound bites, little laptop bag.
I'm not in the way.
You are on the thing. He's got your picture up at the top. You should see it.
Oh. You're well, there. Then take me off.
There, we're there. And it's a beautiful thing. It's got a blue accent across the top, and otherwise it's black. And it's got a little thing in the front for pens and business cards. And it holds laptops. It's holding...
Padded on both sides.
It's padded on both sides. It's got a handle. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And it is unique. There is nowhere else you can get it except by becoming a member at the $200 level. And you can proudly proclaim your love of this show for a mere $200. It's a bargain at half the price.
What's on the top part? I'm just curious there.
It says Jazz 90.1 and sound bites.
No, what I'm thinking?
Yeah.
Is see that nice blue area?
The blue area, the accent across the top.
Yeah. If they want, we could always autograph it.
We could autograph it. Catch us somewhere at some event, and we will happily autograph it for you.
Yeah. Or absolutely. If you come, you know, order it and say that you want it autographed, we could do that.
We could do that. We would be honored, pleased,
and that would make it even that much more of a collector's item.
Not everybody has that.
Mm-mm.
The only people really who have my signature are my bank and my creditors.
That's enough.
No, I have.
And I had to sign a memo of understanding for that one thing, but we won't go into that at the moment.
I have the poster.
That's right.
I still have the original poster.
I have the t-shirt.
Yeah, that we We all sign that.
Yep.
So, but it's all within the family here, though. It's all within the three of us.
Right.
Because I, you know, I've told somebody, folks,
we signed. No, we signed a bunch at the 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
6 years ago. That's why you don't remember. You're old.
Thank you. And we got 30 years coming up next.
We got 30 years coming up, and I told Rob we had to have a party. We absolutely had to have a party.
Woohoo!
For 30 years, absolutely.
Yeah.
But at any rate, you can join in this party, and it's very easy to do. If you have a computer question, you can give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And of course, you can always pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And of course, when you pledge, please scroll down until you see some of the soundbite stuff, and so that we get credit for that. We really want to prove to Rob that the gamble he took on placing us on this station is paying off. And the only way that happens is if you folks get out there and make that pledge.
It is a 30-year return on investment, though.
It is a 30, we cost a lot. No, actually are free.
You know, like you said, though, and folks, stop and think about it. You know, out of the whole week, there's either jazz or some specialty programs that you can hear on this station.
Yep.
And we have said this countless times. You know, we come here every week and give you free computer advice. And you got to thank Rob for that, because he's the one that took a risk and saying, okay, here you go, 12 to 2 on a Saturday, prime time on a Saturday, he's taking off music and putting in a talk show.
This is the time. Many of you are listening to this show as you do your errands during the day.
Oh, we hear that all the time. They're out running around doing stuff in there. I know one guy that takes his wife gladly shopping so she can go running around in and out of stores. He sits in the car listening to us.
That's right. And while you're sitting there in the car, grab your phone and either surf over to jazz901.org or open up the Jazz 90.1 app. And make your donation now. Then don't put it off. You know you're bad at that. You procrastinate and procrastinate, and then it doesn't happen. Well, fix that. Save yourself. You know, give us the chance to do that, and give yourself the chance to make that call, make that pledge, grab that app, go online, do whatever you got to do. Let's get some numbers moving here, and let's keep this station on the air, and let's keep this show on this station. It's up to you. We can't do it alone. If I could, believe me, I would. If I had the money, I would just gladly give it to the station, because they do some great things. And we want to thank Jim from Rochester, and we want to thank Brian, also from Rochester, for your generous donations. Thank you both very, very much. And we appreciate that. We appreciate that you're stepping up to the plate. You're taking, this is the era of personal responsibility. You're taking responsibility. You're doing what needs to be done to keep this show and this station on the air. And we could not appreciate it more. Welcome to the family. Also, we want to welcome Charles from Webster. And remember, if you pledge at any level, we are incredibly grateful. But for those of you who pledge at the $90 and 10 cent level and above, you get that membership card, which is amazing. Listen, we're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 19 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites and the truly great and truly grateful to you to be member supported Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. And I will now read the news. But before I read the news, and I will read the news, I just want to point out very quickly that at the $200 level, you do get the bag and you get a sound bites mouse pad.
Wear shirts.
And mine's at home next to my computer.
You got one?
I have one from before. I have an old one. I need a new one. But at the $200 level, that is only 55 cents a week. 55 cents a week. Honestly, we're worth 55 cents a week.
Would hope so.
I don't care what anybody says.
For the Saturdays that we constantly...
Excuse me. That's a day. $3.85 a week. We're still worth $3.85 a week. It's less than a cup of coffee.
Just the information we provide.
That's exactly right. All right, to the news. On Monday, Microsoft revealed that it had quietly patched Windows last week against vulnerabilities in the Wi-Fi Protected Access 2 or WPA2 protocol used to secure wireless networks. Details of the security update were only published Monday to Microsoft Security Update Guide, the catalog-like portal that earlier this year replaced the decades-old practice of delivering explanatory bulletins. All supported versions of Windows received the update according to the catalog listing. That includes Windows 7, Windows 8.1, Windows 10, Windows Server 2008, Windows Server 2012, and Windows Server 2016. All those people who've been writing me telling you they still get updates for Windows 95, pay attention. Attackers can use this novel attack on a website that went live on Monday. Matthew Van Hoff, a researcher at the Catholic University Leuven in Belgium, or however you pronounce that in Belgium's language, said that weaknesses in WPA2 allowed criminals to read information transmitted over a Wi-Fi network thought to be encrypted by the protocol. Attackers can use this novel attack technique to read information that was previously assumed to be safely encrypted, Van Hoff wrote on the site. This can be abused to steal sensitive information such as credit card numbers, passwords, chat messages, emails, photos, etc. Van Hoff dubbed the attack crack for key reinstallation tax. Crack. With a K. Microsoft included the anti-crack update in its October security slate, released on October 10th, but the company held the news until this past Monday because information about crack was scheduled to be issued that morning by Van Hoff, numerous security organizations, and multiple vendors. The Windows security updates patch the client and server flavors of Microsoft's OS, but even then, users may be at risk. When affected Windows-based systems enter a connected standby mode in low-power situations, the vulnerable functionality may be offloaded to installed Wi-Fi hardware, Microsoft said. To fully address potential vulnerabilities, you are also encouraged to make contact with your Wi-Fi hardware vendor to obtain updated device drivers. That's right. You think you're protected, but you likely are not, particularly if you're on a laptop. Windows PCs with automatic updates enabled have probably received the patches by this point. My Windows 10 Fall Creators update took hours to install on a very fast machine with a lot of RAM. But anyway, that you've probably received the patch at this point. Apple should have a fix out in a few weeks, according to them. Linux and OpenBSD are already fixed. Well, the fixes are available if you've updated. So make sure your operating system is up to date. Also, check your router. Go to the manufacturer's website. See if there's a firmware update. This is a massively serious problem, and you need to protect yourself. So our poll of the week at soundbites.org. That is Bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is fixes for crack are out. And your choices are, I'm up to date, I'm updating this weekend, I'll get around to it, I use Apple, so no joy yet, and who cares, go ahead and steal my stuff. So far, the number one choice is 9 people who I hope are lying, who say, who cares, go ahead and steal my stuff, but the second choice is I'm up to date, so that makes me happy. But I know you're going to have more to say about this, and some of you will be saying, I don't know what you're talking about. So if you go scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, the very first choice is the forums, and the second forum down is the poll discussion. And currently, at least the number one poll choice is 21 October 17. Crack. Are you patched? And you can join the discussion there. And, of course, you can join the discussion here, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And coincidentally, purely by coincidence, it is also the number you call to pledge. The lovely Sandy is standing by. And you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
You know, it's funny, though, talking about those patches and the number of folks that still don't get it. when they bring it in, you know, I'm not sure Steve sees this too with some of the Windows machines, come in with Windows 7, excuse me, on their machine, and you tell them, okay, yeah, we got it cleaned up. But you know what? The minute it leaves here, there's no guarantees.
Yep.
Well, what do you mean? I'm just paying to get it cleaned up. Yeah. But this is an old system. Hello? You know, they're not patching it anymore. Many of the spyware and those type of programs don't even support that anymore.
And the things you're getting infected by these days are tricking you into allowing it to install. It's not something surreptitiously getting in on the front.
No.
Or on the back, I mean.
Right.
It's a message that says you're infected. Click here to install the program. And you do.
Yep.
You're getting tricked and infecting yourself. Nothing can prevent that from happening.
No. And again, you're wide open, folks. Even with the stuff that we have, Windows 7, I'm sorry, is still very many holes from it.
Yep. Yep. And people need to absolutely make sure that they are protected. And this one in particular.
Yeah, this crack vulnerability was especially so vulnerable, so they included fixing Windows 7 and 8, even though they're both out of their patch cycles.
Right. That's how terrible this hole, this security hole is. And so you need to patch. And if you've been not updating for whatever silly reason you have, you need to be updating. You truly need to be updating. All right. To the phones. To the phones, Robin. Our first... Oh, hold on. We have late breaking news. Thank you. We have a lovely and generous donation from our friend Carl. And purely by coincidence... we are going to go to the phones, and it's Carl from Pottstown, PA. Hi, Carl. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, and thank you so much.
Sure.
What's up?
Well, I called you a couple of weeks ago about recording conversations from a cell phone, and you suggested Bold Beast Recorder.
Yeah.
So I put Bold Beast Recorder on a Samsung Galaxy S8 Plus. And it seemed to work fine, and I had a little bit of trouble with it, and then I updated the software, and it worked fine again. And it's still working okay, but now I try to put it on a different cell phone, the most updated version, but this time on a track phone, running the Android operating system, I think version 5.1, and it's not recording anything. So I read through everything that Bold Beast has to offer on their website, and the help screens themselves. And there are different modes that you could put it in, but I haven't tried any of that. I just thought I'd call you first and see if there's anything you could suggest for setting it to work properly on a track phone.
What model track phone is this? What is it, a Nokia?
This is made by ZTE.
I just got a ZTE the other day for something. They're nice little phones. Okay, here's the deal. You're correct in thinking that you've got to go through all those mode things. One of the deals with Bold Beast is that not every phone is identical. And so there are multiple ways that you can get to the recorder capability of a phone call, to listen in on a phone call. And so there are multiple ways you can try. I don't remember off the top of my head, but I think they just they letter them A, B, C or something like that. And you really just have to try each one. Have a friend give you a call or you call a friend, try it. And if it doesn't work, you try the next one. If it doesn't work, you try the next one. And you'll eventually get one that does indeed work. But every phone is different. And if you don't try all of them, you're probably going to miss out.
Okay, I guess that's my next step.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish it were easier than that, but it is not. Bold Beast is a pretty amazing program, but it does require a little bit of human intervention.
You know, it's a shame. You would think they would know their software well enough to be able to put up a website to give the exact settings for every phone, although I realize there are lots and lots of phones.
Yeah, that's the problem. There's thousands of phones. Yeah.
Right, but yes, you're right. There should at least be one for the top, say, 20.
Have you tried Googling Bold Beast and the model number of your phone? Someone else may have already figured that out and posted it in a forum somewhere.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll do that first.
There you go. Good luck.
Okay, guys. Thanks.
And again, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And there, that's a perfect explanation for what we do here. Carl had a question. We gave him some help, although we didn't give him the exact answer because it's a phone. Nobody knows the exact answer. But we gave him some help, and Carl is an adult and had stepped up to the plate and gave us a donation. And that's what we're here to do. That's why we're here for this. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Larry from Rochester, New York. Hi, Larry. What's up?
Good afternoon, guys. I have a bit of a problem with my MacBook Pro. I cannot back it up to a physical hard drive. I can back it up to an iDrive service that I have in the cloud, but anytime I try to back up the MacBook to a hard drive, it seems to want to, after a few minutes, it goes to sleep or something like that, and winds up rebooting, and, of course, it starts the whole process over again, and so it's been about 3 weeks now since I could get it to work. I've gone to Energy Saver, I've gone to Desktop Screen Saver, turned off things there. I've done everything I can figure out, but I don't know why it wants to do this. Now, every now and then it will back up to the hard drive, but for the most part, it seems not to want to do it. So I don't know if I have some settings wrong or what. Don't know what's going on.
Are you using the Time Machine Backup program or a different one?
I believe that I am, yes, and I'm just simply going to a Seagate drive, I think 2 terabytes to back up.
You may want to, it should tell you, but you may want to check the format of that drive. So on the desktop, find the hard drive icon and do a get info on it.
Right.
Time Machine wants it to be something called HFS or Mac OS Extended Journaled. And if it's not, Time Machine won't work properly. Time Machine should warn you about that if it isn't formatted properly.
Okay, the backup drive I have is a Seagate Backup Plus, and it's already formatted for Mac.
Right, but does it say extended journaled in the format type?
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me.
Yeah, a lot of check the partition type. A lot of external hard drives you buy are formatted master boot record and FAT, either FAT or NTFS.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the Windows format, and that's more common than the Mac. So a lot of companies will sell Mac-specific drives that come pre-formatted for Mac.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference between a Mac drive and a Windows drive. It's just the file format you put on it. So you can take a Windows drive, format it for Mac, Mac drive, format it for Windows, and work. But for Time Machine, it needs to be OS Extended Journaled. If it the computer's actually rebooting, then there may be a problem trying to access that drive. It could be something in the drive itself failing, maybe something in the USB connection. You could try using a different USB port. Depending on how far back your backups go, you could try erasing the backup drive and starting over again. But then you lose all your backup history. Or just get a new drive and start a new backup. So the one way Time Machine Backup works is it will fill your drive up with your backup history, so you can go back in time to find your old files. And when the drive is full, it deletes the oldest backup to make room for a newer backup. And at that point, we often recommend people get another hard drive to keep going forward in history while you still maintain that backward history. You never know when you're going to need an old file that you don't want to get aged out of your computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that computer the file you looked at a year ago and got aged out and now lost, that you need back again.
Okay, so my latest successful backup was October 1, and of course I'm trying to use a regular regimen now for physical backup as well as the online backup, mm-hmm. but this thing just seems it started all over again. It will not complete. So I turn off everything so that it should just sit there, won't go to sleep, won't mm-hmm. do anything like that, but it just doesn't make the trip.
Yeah, it's hard to tell without seeing it. You might be able to look in the console log and see what the error messages are. It's probably throwing some sort of an error before or after the problem occurs. I'm going to post a link to a troubleshooting time machine topic page, and there's a lot of different things you can do to check things.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the options is to run the Disk First Aid on your time machine drive.
Okay.
And that's in Apple's Disk Utility, so that's sort of one of the built-in repair and diagnostic tools.
Okay.
And sort of the bottom line is, could be, as I mentioned, erase the hard drive and start over again.
But by doing that, will you format it with that extended journal?
Yeah, you format it, macOS extended journaled with the GUID partition.
Okay.
Sure.
Which Time Machine should do for you, but if it doesn't, you can do that.
Okay. Well, thank you. You've given me some more things to look at, and if worse comes to work, I guess I'll be standing looking at your face in the shop.
There you go. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes, Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Mina Francesco, and you, 40 minutes after the hour, Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 45 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and we have Mark from Hemlock, New York, on the line. Hi, Mark. What's up?
Hi. I've got a question about a hard drive. I took the hard drive out of it was originally a Windows 8 all-in-one computer, then upgraded to Windows 10, and I'm trying to get some files off of it. And I put it into an old Windows XP computer, and I can see the disk drive in Disk Manager, but I cannot see it in, my computer or whatever shows up to find the files. Is there an incompatibility between all those two systems manage the files?
Sure is.
That goes on to what I was just talking about on the Mac side.
Yeah, and the XP was FAT32, and Windows 10 is NTFS. Two different file formats.
What I need to do is take and put this in a hard case and hook it to a Windows 10 computer.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, Windows 7 or above.
Okay, I thought that might be the problem, but I just wanted to check.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there you go.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was easy. I hope you're a member. Because we saved you hours and hours. Yeah, he's hung up. I saved you hours and hours of time.
Again, that's where, you mean, making a simple little, even a $10 pledge a month.
That's right.
We just saved you in grief and aggravation.
Yeah, take the money you would have spent at the shop and give us some.
Yeah.
Or give the station some, too.
Yeah, let's start with the station, shall we?
Yeah.
Our raise is same as it was last year, and I think for the past 6 years.
Yep. Derek gave me a raise.
Ooh.
He did?
Derek doubled my salary on Thursday. I now make twice zero. I make twice what you guys make.
That's not fair.
I don't care. Talk to Derek.
I will.
Talk to Derek. I now make twice zero.
And you've got green light.
And I've got green light. Winning.
Well, I'm going to get zero squared then.
Well, go get it. Good luck to you if you get it. I cannot begrudge you that.
Then I'll go zero cubed.
There you go. Or PC cubed. One or the other. Yeah. One or the other. We're joking, of course, but as I'm sure you know, we are volunteers here. And
virtually everyone here is a volunteer.
Yeah, virtually everyone. Yeah. It's very true. A couple of things about this station, of course, is that, yes, we are mostly volunteers, and so all the people you hear on the air are volunteers. But the other thing is, these are real people you hear on the air.
Yeah.
This is local radio, except for one or two talk shows. Most of what you hear on the radio is programmed somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you hear those DJs, you call a station because there's a song you want to hear played, you get a busy signal. You think, wow, they're popular. No, phones are off the hook.
Yeah.
Because there's nobody in the room.
Or the other thing, and matter of fact, I did last week with Dave Tomasa, Tomaselli, rather. Folks call in and they want a particular song. That was one thing when I did Thursday nights, I always promoted. You know, you call in and ask for a song. You know, that was my job. As, you know, you as members, you know, I feel I owe you that. Right. That if you call in and want a particular song when I was on Thursday nights, I'd do my darndest to find it. Because you know what? I was on the air Thursday nights because of them and their contributions. They make it possible. And without that support, you know, you're just going to have dead air and one more jazz station will disappear.
That's right.
And there's only seven jazz stations left, and especially the ones with live DJs.
Right.
There's very few of those. You even around the city here, you hit most stations, and a lot of them are, you ask, request a song. Yeah, we'll see about getting that on. The minute you hang up, they're on because it's already been programmed in what they're playing for them.
Yeah. They generally will say, yeah, we'll get that right on. What they mean is, it's a top 40 song. It'll be in the rotation within the next hour.
I had a DJ tell me that once. If the song is in the rotation, it will come up and play. If it's not in the rotation, we're not going to play it anyway.
Right. Exactly right. Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
But here, if you ever stopped at one of our open houses and saw our library, that we can go into tap the CDs. And that's just in the library, not what's loaded also into the computer. So, you know, we got literally hundreds of thousands of songs.
Right. Jazz.
Jazz songs, you know, in all genres, whether it's instrumental, vocals, you know, swing, whatever.
Fusion.
Yeah, it's all there.
Blues.
So you can go back, and we go a lot of them back, you know, a lot of old CDs, and some folks will call, I don't know if you'll have this CD. And sure enough.
Thursday, Rob said to me, what's the first jazz album you ever heard? I said, I Sing the Body Electric, Weather Report. I vividly remember listening to it. At the next break, he went in the library and came back with it. That's from like 1972, 75 maybe. They had it. They had it in, heard it in vinyl. They
Wax
had
Cylinder?
It. Yeah. No, the band came to my house.
Yeah.
And we had tea.
Yeah.
But
knowing you, that could have happened.
That could have happened. That absolutely could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily get that anymore. If it ain't in the top 40, it ain't happening.
Right.
All right. To the news. Reports detailing the first shipment of Apple's $1,000 iPhone X, not X, claim there will be even fewer devices to go around than originally expected. Apple's manufacturer Foxconn recently began shipping the first round of iPhone X to the Netherlands and the United Arab Emirates. They apparently get them first, but that first batch only included 46,500 devices, which sounds like a lot, but isn't. The iPhone X's initial shipment is much lower than previous iPhone models, and some reports suggest the holdup is due to the new TrueDepth camera. This technology is responsible for new features in the iPhone X, including Face ID and Animoji. The TrueDepth camera structure makes it far more complex than cameras of competing devices, making it harder for Foxconn to mass-produce the iPhone X. Another speculation is that the biggest production challenge is around the dot projector, which projects more than 30,000 dots on the user's face to create a depth map to enable Facebook and emoji and other features. Foxconn has reportedly increased iPhone X production to 400,000 units per week, a big jump from its previous supply of 100,000 units per week. However, it's unlikely that Foxconn will be able to keep up with demand for the new iPhone. The new iPhone 8 and 8 Plus handsets are already available for purchase and have been selling modestly, but it's likely that many customers willing to pay $1,000 or more for the unique iPhone X are holding out. Analysts have had to lower their iPhone X shipment projections because of these production issues. Currently, the projection stands between 30 and 35 million units shipped before year's end, which is a drop in the bucket. Production issues holding up shipments combined with the millions of customers waiting to upgrade to the iPhone X could mean months of delayed orders extending into 2018. Pre-orders for the iPhone X are slated to begin on October 27th, with device delivery starting November 3rd. Are you waiting for your iPhone X? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. And you can talk to us on here. You can also use those numbers to become the latest member of Soundbites, just like our friend Mark. did. Thank you so much, Mark. Mark called in at those two numbers. He could also, of course, have pledged securely online from jazz901.org. And by the sheerest of coincidence, we have someone named Mark on the phone. Hiya, Mark. What's up?
That's me.
That's you. What's up? Thank you so much, by the way.
And by the way, you're welcome.
Thank you.
No problem. Question for you. I told you weeks ago that I had purchased a new computer from a local vendor.
Yep.
And I got prompted from the Windows update for the Fall Creators update. And every time that sucker tries to install, it won't install. And it gives me that restoring to your previous Windows, you know, install.
Right.
And it will not install. And it just keeps coming again and again and again and again, and it won't install.
Yeah, you're, it's not going to help to hear this, of course, but you're not the only one.
Yeah.
Would it help to download the update installer, the standalone installer, and try it there instead of using Windows Update?
Well, yeah, that is one of the things that I was going to suggest. There are some things you can try, and Steve is right. You can download the Fall Creators Update. He's going to put a link.
Okay.
On our website to do that. That often helps. The problem, particularly if you're on a fairly slow internet connection, and remember, what you think of as slow and what Microsoft thinks of as slow are really two different things.
Yeah, well, I'm running at like 25 megabits.
Yeah, it should be all right. But even so, a lot of people are having an issue, and the first thing to try is that the second thing to try is, well, and you can do them simultaneously, is to disable your antivirus software.
Okay.
Because depending on who your antivirus solution comes from, mm-hmm. it is very possible that they think this is an attack on your system.
Okay.
Now, the important thing there is to remember to re-enable it after the update.
Well, usually a reboot usually solves that, right?
Usually it does, but it depends. Yeah. If you disable it, it may stay disabled until you specifically enable it.
Okay.
You will also see this error message if you're using a VPN.
No VPN.
Okay, then that's not an issue. So those are the. Oh, and how much drive space do you have is important.
Oh, I've got a 256 gigabyte solid state drive, and it's using like 87 at this point.
87 gig is used?
Is used, yeah.
Oh, yeah, all right, you're good. Yeah, you don't, theoretically, in terms of actual use, you need about 5 gig of spare space.
Right.
But, so you should be good. I would start with those things. They're the big things. There's also Windows Media Creation Tool, which causes a problem. You could, during the download, you can get corrupted files, but again, downloading the whole thing theoretically solves that because it checks the file before it tells you it's got a good file.
Okay.
Whereas the streaming install doesn't necessarily do that well. So I would try those things.
All right, I'm going to try the antivirus first. If that doesn't work, I'm going to go to the link and try that.
Perfect. Good
okay,
luck.
Thank you.
Yep, good luck.
Yep.
And, of course, we all appreciate that Mark became a member, and we're very, very proud of him for doing that, and we're very pleased and grateful, very grateful. And you can join him. You know, don't leave Mark and Carl and Charles and Brian and Jim hanging out there by themselves. You should become a member, and it's easy enough to do. It takes less than 2 minutes of your time, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or securely online at jazz901.org. And in particular, for those of you who are listening to the podcast, many of you do that through the Jazz 90.1 app. And if you look at the menu for the Jazz 90.1 app, the very first thing on it is to donate. So it's really easy to do. You don't even have to do much more than pause during your cool down or during the midpoint of your daily run. And it takes less than 2 minutes. Great way to time yourself for that break and then move on. So do that right now while you're thinking of it. It's almost time for your break anyway, and you know it. You've been running for most of an hour. So I would make sure that you do that. All right. Was that a subtle hint that we're done? We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 59 minutes after the hour. We're going to pause so that you will have time to either make that call, make that pledge online, or start up that Jazz 90.1 app and do it that way. And we will be back with a whole nother hour of the longest-running computer show in the known universe, where we once again berate you for not being a member. It's Dave Enright, it's Steve Ray, it's Nick Francesco, it's you, it's 59 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites, it's member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
WGMC Greece, Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
On Twitter at 901Jazz.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And in 5 minutes after the hour, we are going to be bringing you yet more news, views, things to choose. Nothing to lose. Kick off your shoes because we are in a pledge drive, which I know gives some of you the blues. Here's the deal. A number of you are just tuning in now because you missed the first hour. So here's your chance. We're very excited to say that we are in the second hour of our pledge drive for this week. We are on the fall pledge drive, the second week of that drive, and we need your support. You know the drill. We're a publicly supported station, but unlike with many publicly supported stations, we don't get federal money, state money, city money, local money, name it money. We don't get that money. We live and die, and death is always a possibility based on your very generous donations. And so we come to you a couple of times a year asking for really considerably little money, $55,000 each time. That's not a lot of money in the greater scheme of things, particularly not for a radio station. Typically, a public radio station asks for five times that amount. But we do it on a shoestring because 99% of the people who are here, 99.9% of the people who are here are volunteers, as are the three of us. And all we ask is that you, pledge and become a member of the station. Now, as you know, we have pledge levels from $35 to $1,000. And if anybody wants to pledge at the $1,000 level, we'll figure some way to get, Rob Linton to your home to do something for you. Something clean, and like cleaning is what I meant. And you can do it through Jazz-O-Matic, which means we take a little bit of money out of your account every week, every month, with your permission, of course. But whatever method you use to become a member, it is you who keeps this station on the air, not us, not anybody else. If you do not pledge, there is the very real possibility that this station goes off the air. And of course, everybody goes, that'll never happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could. There used to be dozens of jazz-centric radio stations in the world, and now there are seven. Seven.
Yeah.
Seven. And we'd like to stay as one of them. But we don't do that without you. And the beauty of this is the variety of stuff you get to listen to. Just on weekends alone, you get everything from polka to whatever, plus sound bites during the week. You get jazz and various types of jazz and fusion, vocals, instrumentals, everything else. You can listen to swing and blues on the on our internet sister stream, or you can listen to this on the internet stream. It's all out there. It's all available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And all we ask is in return is that you join the station. And if you're just listening to Soundbites, and I know many of you, not jazz fans, tune into this station only for this show. We very much appreciate that. But that's we still have to keep the lights on all week in order to have this show. And for you, for those of you to whom Soundbites is special, we have a deal at the $200 level. We have the laptop or tablet tote bag. You can see it on the thing, maybe. Yes, you can. Here it is. As you can see, it has the Jazz 90.1 logo as well as the Soundbites logo. It's black bottom with a blue accent across the top. It's got a handle, and it holds all kinds of stuff, and there's a little pocket in the front. And packed inside that will be the Soundbites mouse pad, and that's at the $200 level. And that's a unique gift. There is nowhere else on this entire planet, and as far as I know, well, the entire known universe, there's nowhere else in the entire known universe where you can get that premium for becoming a member. So it's real easy to do. And here's an easy way to do it. Become a Jazz-O-Matic member. Instead of having to cough over $200 all at once, which a lot of you cannot do, and I get that. And yeah, believe me when I tell you I sympathize. I'm retired now, so I don't have a lot of extraneous cash lying about. But you can become a Jazz-O-Matic member. So for a pledge of $10 or more per month, we will painlessly remove that money from your checking account or any sort of bank account, with your permission, of course, for as long as you want. You can set an end date for any time. But if you pledge at least, say, $20 a month for 10 months, you can get the $200 gift. So it's easy enough to do. You can do that by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can even pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And for those of you who are listening to this over through the Jazz 90.1 app, if you open up the menu, that's the little hamburger menu, the three lines in the upper left corner, the very top thing is to donate to the station, so it's very hard to miss. We definitely want to thank, I don't know that I thanked Don from the last segment.
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did, so thank you very much, Don. And, of course, thanks to our friend Thomas. And it's you guys who keep this station alive.
Keep our program on the air.
And keep this program on the air. And we are very grateful to each and every one of you. So thank you very much. So far, this time around, we've had Jim and Brian and Charles and Carl and Mark and Don and Thomas who have been generous this time around. And we're very delighted and honored that you have. Now, I will say this, though, for the rest of you, we are behind. The station is slightly ahead in terms of what it's been taking in. But we are generally in the vanguard of that, somewhere in the vanguard.
We're way down from the polka guys.
But we're way down. Not only are we way down from the polka guys, we're way down from where we were at this time last year. And so we need you to step up to the plate. We need you to make that pledge and make that call. Become a member. Renew your membership. Whatever it was. I was on the air with Rob Linton, station manager Rob Linton, on Thursday from 4 to 6, and we were joking about lapsed, and I used the word lapsed Catholics, and he started to laugh. I said, look, I was in the seminary. Lapsed, when you say the word lapsed, the next word that comes out of your mouth is Catholic. So that's how that works, but lapsed members. And we would be honored to take you back as a member. Come back to the fold. The prodigal son returns. We will kill the fatted calf and make sure that you get the enjoyment that you deserve on this station every single day or week. And even if this is the only station you listen to all week long and you wanted to pledge at the $200 level, well, guess what? That is only $3.85 a week. Less than $4 a show.
Yeah.
Less than $4 a show. You can't buy an overpriced cup of coffee for less than $4.
Mm-mm. Not even close.
So we're saying you buy that coffee, you listen to this station, and you listen to this show, and that coffee lasts you half an hour, and this show lasts you 2 hours of pleasure. Which one is worth more?
And the value that you get out of it as far as learning something new and how to maybe tune up your computer or avoid something. How many times have we come on the air and told folks, you know, watch out, don't fall for this.
Right.
You know, or they've called it, my screen says I got to call this person, what should I do? We tell them very simply, you know, what to do
right.
and solve that issue. And thus saving them hundreds.
Hundreds of dollars.
I mean, hundreds of dollars, folks, because a lot of folks get suckered into these ads or they, you know, get this splash on their screen and it says, your machine is totally infected. Unless you call this number, your machine is going to be wiped out. And foolishly, they do call and they're wiped out of, on the average, anywhere from $250 to $375.
That's right.
And that is a fact.
Yep.
And it has happened over the past year and a half.
Especially if you still have a warranty on your computer. We had several customers in the last couple of weeks where they still have warranty on their computer, and they call the fake phone number, and they pay the money. Said, well, didn't you remember you have a warranty?
Right.
Well, yeah, but they said they had to pay. They were lying.
Yeah,
so
hello?
People lie.
Yeah.
And how many times have you been listening to this show and had an ooh moment? Ooh, I should try that.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
Are
ooh,
we,
that might fix my problem.
Yeah, we've mentioned other products
better
to try out.
Well, that's
ooh,
a separate issue.
That. Yeah.
That's a separate issue. But yeah, and so you've had those moments. You've had those sound bites moments. Oh, I should try that. Oh, I that might fix my problem.
And you may not.
That sounds like fun. We'll try that.
You may not have the problem we talk about today, but you could have it tomorrow. And you could remember that you heard the answer.
Or you could give us a call and we'll give you the answer again.
Well, not tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. But next week.
You want to wait a week to call.
Right. Or you could look back through our posts. Often when we answer a problem, we also put up a link to a website with the post. And so you would get the answer there without even having to call.
And in the upper right-hand corner of our website is a little magnifying glass icon. Some people I hear call it a Q.
Call it a what?
A Q, letter Q. I don't know what the Q is for.
It looks like a Q.
Well, the cross doesn't go inside the oval.
It's a sans-serif Q.
Sans-serif Q, yeah. It's a magnifying glass to let you search. And so you can search for something. So it may not be on the front page of our website. It may be on page 2.
Right,
so you
right.
can use the search and find it.
Right, and if you can't remember that Q is up there, that's actually only for you. But for everybody else, if you scroll down on the right, there's a whole little section under Please Help that says Search Posts. So you can search the posts right there and see exactly and find what you need, assuming that your search foo is good. But you have that opportunity. We'd like to, by the way, thank Joseph for his generous donation. Thank you so much, Joseph. We are delighted and humbled that you have become a member of the station and are part of the family now. Welcome. It's your turn to bring the snacks. We're very happy for those of you who've been generous and kind enough and moved enough by what we do every week to join the party. And we appreciate that beyond belief because it is so important to us to come back here week after week and provide this information. But we cannot do it if the station no longer exists. And the station will no longer exist if we do not raise enough money to stay on the air. It's not a matter of wouldn't it be nice. It's a matter of, yeah, we really got to do this. So the way we do this is through you. You are the person who provides the assistance that we need to stay on the air. So while I read the next news item, it's a perfect opportunity to pick up the phone, call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. When you do it online, scroll down a bit until you see the soundbite stuff. And then you can pick one of those numbers, or you can type in a number of your own. Do whatever you want there. And actually, we don't really have time to read the news before the break, so I'll just tell you this. For those of you who are listening on the app, the great Jazz 90.1 app, you should be able to easily click the hamburger menu. That's the three parallel lines in the upper left corner. And the very first choice there... is a donate section. So you could do that as well. So there are a million ways to donate to this great cause, and it's up to you to do it. Please be generous. Please be kind. And while you're doing that, we'll take a quick minute out here and be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 19 minutes after the hour. It's Sound Bites. It's the truly great and truly grateful to you that we are member supported. Jazz 90.1.
It's America's longest running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 23 minutes after the hour, I really am going to read the news this time while you give us a call and make a pledge at 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org or through the great Jazz 90.1 app. So hackers broke into Microsoft's secret internal bug tracking database and stole information related to vulnerabilities that were exploited in later attacks. But the software developer never disclosed the breach, according to former company employees. Microsoft's decision not to disclose details apparently came after an internal review concluded the exploits used in later attacks could have been discovered elsewhere. Oh, well, they could have got it somewhere else, so we're under no obligation. Exactly. That investigation relied in part on automated reports Microsoft received when its software crashes. The problem with that approach is that advanced computer attacks are written so carefully they rarely cause crashes. Microsoft discovered the database breach in early 2013 after a still unknown hacking group broke into computers belonging to a raft of companies. Besides Microsoft, the affected companies included Apple, Facebook, and Twitter. The hackers infected a website frequented by software developers with attack code that exploited a zero-day vulnerability in Oracle's Java software framework. I hate Java. When employees of the targeted company visited the site, they became infected too. Facebook was the first company to admit its computers were compromised. A week later, Microsoft said that its employees were also affected. The software developer went on to say that the hack affected a small number of computers, including some of our Mac business unit, that were infected by malicious software using techniques similar to those documented by other organizations. We have no evidence of customer data being affected, and our investigation is ongoing. The hackers were able to use their access to one or more Microsoft employee computers to break into a database containing descriptions of critical and unfixed vulnerabilities in Windows and other company software. This type of technical information is extremely valuable to hackers because it provides virtually all of the details required to carry out highly advanced attacks that execute malicious code on a vulnerable computer. Concerns that hackers were using stolen bugs to conduct new attacks prompted Microsoft to compare the timing of those breaches with when the flaws had entered the database and when they were patched, according to the five former employees. These people said the study concluded that even though the bugs in the database were used in ensuing hacking attacks, the perpetrators could have gotten the information somewhere else. Cop-outs. That finding helped justify Microsoft's decision not to disclose the breach, and in many cases, patches had already been released to its customers. So, you know, no harm, no foul. Three of the five former employees said the study would not rule out stolen bugs having been used in follow-on attacks. Tuesday's report said the top officials at both the U.S. Homeland Security Department and the Pentagon learned of the breach only recently. Shouldn't the Homeland Security have already known anyway? The 2013 breaches of Microsoft and the other three tech companies were carried out by a group alternately known as Morpho, Butterfly, J. Ripbot, and Wild Neutron. The group remains active, and researchers still don't know much about it. Researchers from Kaspersky Lab said the hackers have been active since at least 2011 in attacks targeting law firms, Bitcoin-related companies, investment firms, and IT companies. In 2015, Symantec said the group had targeted at least 49 different organizations in more than 20 countries in a bid to steal intellectual property. And don't forget, we're all vilifying Apple in this, but the second company that got hit was Apple. Apple, 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 and then Facebook and Twitter. Should companies be required to disclose breaches? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. It's 966 1-800-795-2599. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
There are already some disclosure laws. If there's money involved, they have to disclose it to shareholders. Most companies don't want the bad publicity of a breach.
Well, and often enough, this is how we find that breaches have happened.
Yeah.
Because somebody goes to the investor meetings and they have to disclose it there.
Yeah.
So if a reporter can get into an investor meeting, and really all it takes is to own some shares of the stock.
One share. In fact, there's a company called One Share or something like that. You buy one share of stock, it comes in a pretty frame
yep.
certificate. And it's,
yep.
Yeah.
And so that's how they find out a lot of these things.
The Morpho butterfly is really beautiful.
It is a very beautiful butterfly, isn't it?
Yeah. It's
that lovely blue shading
into deep
purple. It's very nice. But before we go too far, let me give a heartfelt thank you to friend of the show, Dolores, for her more than generous donation to the station. As you know, we're in the middle of a pledge drive, and Dolores has stepped up to the plate, as she does so often. God bless her, and it's your turn now. It's your turn to join Jim and Brian, Charles, Carl, Mark, Don, Thomas, Joseph, and Dolores and become a part of this station. It's easy enough to do. You can give us a call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. The lovely Sandy is standing by. And if you don't want to talk to a human being, you can pledge securely. Although, who doesn't want to talk to Sandy? Come on.
Yeah, really.
But if you don't want to talk to a human being, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Or, of course, you can also do it right through the Jazz 90.1 app on your Android or iOS device.
Yeah, or like I say, and check out our new website.
Is that not gorgeous?
Jazz 90.1 has now redesigned their whole website. And you can, again, securely go there. We're not going to sell your information. It's not going to be breached. We can guarantee it. But check it out. It is really cool.
I love the buttons you've got to make the text bigger, make the contrast different. You know, you can turn it a god-awful yellow if you want.
Yeah.
Well, this all has to do with the ADA, and we're finally ADA compliant. The big thing, of course, is that, there's a giant donate now button, which is lovely, but also the fact that now they fixed the streaming on the website. So it's very easy to stream now on the website, and listen live very easily.
Did you fix the link on our website?
That's a very good question. I think I did not.
Page not found. Add that to your list. Although, actually, what you get the page not found error right next to that is the listen live button.
Well, that's true. That's very true. So that should work.
So you may not have to fix it.
Right. Assuming people look to the right and read, yes.
Yeah. Maybe it was intentional.
Yeah, maybe it was. But it's a beautiful thing. The new website is lovely. There are a couple of little things about it.
Yeah, but since the Listen Live link is different than it used to be, the link on our website is incorrect now.
I just have to remember.
But the YouTube link.
Do it before I get home.
The YouTube link is still live.
The YouTube link still works, of course. And you should go to the Jazz 90.1 website. Take a look at it. See how really very cool it is. And click that Donate Now button.
And I want to thank Dennis for covering for me last week.
Dennis did an amazing job, as he always does. Mm-hmm. We do like
I like he keeps you on track with the news, too.
He does. He's very good at that.
You get through all the stories when he's here.
Yes, we do. And again, because it was the first week of the... there was a couple of things. There were a couple of events going on, and it was a beautiful day, And it was a pledge drive, and people call in less during pledge drives, so they don't want to be berated for not being members. But there's an easy fix for that, of course. Become a member. Duh.
Yeah.
And then you can feel smug. Why would you want to feel disgruntled when you can feel extremely gruntled by becoming a member? And then you can be smug when I sit here and say, why aren't you a member? You'll go, well, I am a member, and I am both... more attractive and smarter than everybody else. So you can do that very easily. Just pick up the phone, make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 9665. Yeah, we're really at the point where you cannot not know the numbers.
Yeah, really.
585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org or right through the Jazz 90.1 app. It couldn't possibly be more convenient unless we sent somebody to your house to write out the check for you. So please take less than two minutes. Even if you're a slow talker, it takes less than 2 minutes to make that pledge. So make that call and become a member of the Soundbites and Jazz 90.1 families.
Yeah, no, we come here every week. You know, and I know I've said this countless times.
Well, I'm here every week.
Almost. You've been gone a couple of times.
I have been gone a couple of times. And I'm here, I'd say, 95% of the time.
Yep.
I mean, the only time I've actually had to take off is because of work or something else.
That's right.
But otherwise, we're here. And, let's put it this way. The show has always gone on every week except if there was Christmas or New Year's.
Right.
At least two of the three of us are here. And covering and answering your questions. And, Steve has always had somebody else fill in for him, like Dennis last week, that does a great job. We got all the topics covered here so you folks can call in and get your answers, to your questions that have been bugging you all week.
Right.
So if that's been bothering you all week, it should be bothering you also that, we're still doing this pledge drive. And that, we'd love to, no more than you would, to have this over with. Like I said, if we could get federal money or anything else, we wouldn't have to have this. But you know what? The unfortunate thing is, we're not. We rely on you folks, you as listeners, to come to us and say, yeah, I really appreciate what you guys do. I enjoy the music. I listen to it all week. And, the various artists like Otto and so many of the other folks, Linda and Joelle and even Rob.
Even Rob.
They let him even on the air once in a while and do the great things that they do.
We've got some great horn music coming, this weekend, celebrating Dizzy Gillespie's 100th day of his anniversary of his birth.
Right. It's a centennial today, isn't it? It's today. Is Dizzy Gillespie centennial. So it's some pretty amazing music. And
how does he get his cheeks like that?
That's exactly right.
So sit there and
decades of that.
It's like, wow, I didn't know a human being could blow their cheeks up that big.
Blow so hard he bent his trumpet.
After all those decades of doing it.
Blew it straight
up. Pretty pouchy cheeks. But it's easy enough to do, and we appreciate it. And I know that... I know that you listen every week, so theoretically you value this show, but it's easy to get something for free, and it doesn't impinge on you personally. But this is the era of personal responsibility, so be responsible. That's easy enough. Be responsible. Yeah. I should.
And there is no wrong amount. That's the one that we got to keep impressing on folks. I can't afford much. That's okay. Every dollar gets us that much closer to our goal. And we don't have a big goal. It's only $55,000 for, and we do that twice a year.
Right.
You stop and think. We run a station that does great giveaways, come to Jazz Fest and other things. We have the cruises that go on, that you get to get in on, and we give you great deals on that. We give you the gift card or the card that comes with the membership of $90 and more that gets you deals there, and it's a tax write-off. It's a win-win all the way around, folks. So I don't know, if you're not a member or if you need to renew, please pick up the phone and give us a call.
That's right. And there are hundreds of people listening to this podcast. There are hundreds of people listening to this live stream. If each and every one of you gave just at the $35 level, we'd be a very, very, very long way toward our goal. And I know that some of you can afford more. I know that many of you cannot afford more. And that's fine too. We don't fault you for what your circumstances may be, but we do need your donations at any amount, and it's real easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And we talk about a whole bunch of different problems that people have with their computers, issues that might come up, new things that are happening. And like I said, everybody has a soundbites moment. Everybody has a soundbites moment. That moment where you go, oh, I should look that up. Oh, that's my problem. Or, well, that might fix it.
Yeah, or just going to our, well, I heard it on the show, the list that's there that we've mentioned stuff that you folks can easily go and search and find an answer that we gave maybe last year.
Yep.
It's there.
Yep. And one of the things that has happened, sadly, because of the amount of information we have, is that the search has gotten a little slower than it was many years ago. But think about that. That's because there's so much information out there, so much of it. And so consequently, we keep it all out there. And that ain't free. Trust me when I tell you that ain't free. So we need you to help us out, to make that pledge, to make that call, to pick up the phone, to become a member of this station, to become a member of the Soundbites family. While you do that, we will get out of your way, but we'll be back with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 39 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites. It's a member-supported Jazz 90.1. Make that pledge. Make it right now.
Computer talk you can understand. More Soundbites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites, and we would like to thank David for his very generous donation. David, thank you so much. Don't forget, you can pledge at any level. We do have thank you gifts at the $35 to $1,000 levels, but you can pledge at any level you want. And absolutely do not forget the single best premium thank you gift thing that is available only, exclusively, solely through pledging as a member of Soundbites, is the Soundbites laptop or tablet bag. A mere $200 donation, and this puppy stuffed with a Soundbites mouse pad could be yours. It zips up. It has a pocket in the front where I've thrown a couple of pens. It does not come with the pens. It's black with a blue accent. It's got handles. It's a beautiful thing, and it holds my laptop securely. It's padded. It's lovely. And currently, I am the only human being in the known universe who has one of these. Help me to no longer be unique. Make the pledge. Make the call. At the $200 level, you will get this bag. And trust me, you will love it. It only takes a couple of minutes of your time. Even if you're a slow talker or a slow typist, you can make the phone call. You can pledge online. You can pledge to the Jazz 90.1 app. Whatever you want to do. And for those of you who do not feel you can afford $200 today, believe me, I get that. Believe me. You can also become a Jazz-O-Matic member for at least 10 bucks a month. You can very easily become a member and get the correct gifts for those levels. And because we are tax-deductible, if you forego the gifts, you can take the money off your, even more money off your taxes. So that's a lovely thing. But even at the $200 level, that's $3.85 a week. Daily, that's only 55 cents, even during a leap year. And so $3.85, honestly, I may be egotistical in saying this, but I think the show is worth $3.85 a week. I really, truly do. And I think, you know, it's less than a cup of overpriced, overburned coffee, mentioning no names. So you, or it's three or four cups of coffee at the great Flower City Coffee Company at the public market in the winter shed, stall number 8. You can easily do the math yourself, but I've done it for you. $3.85 a week, and I think we're worth that. So make the pledge, make the call, and we'll all be happier. And in the meantime, while you, what? Oh, we have a call. Oh, that's right, we have a call. I beg your pardon. I got so excited about berating people for not paying money. I forgot we have Joe from Pittsburgh on the line. Hiya, Joe. What's up? Sorry about
that. Hi, guys. No problem. I am a member, so I'm not afraid to call in. And I want to thank each of you individually for giving your time to do what you do.
Well, thank you so
much. My question, pardon?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I appreciate it. My question is, you all talk about antivirus software, super anti-spyware, malware bytes, and it sounds like each of those is directed toward different kinds of threats.
Correct.
Super anti, or that sounds obvious. Malware bytes seems like it's generic malware, but could you all talk about what the different threats are and how each of these different types of software addresses them?
Okay. So here's the deal. We all know about viruses.
Yeah.
Right? We've been hearing about them for decades.
They've been around for a few decades.
Right. And they're basically programs that hop from one computer to another, very much like a human virus, and wreak havoc on that machine. Viruses themselves, although that's now a generic term for all of this stuff, the actual viruses themselves, there aren't a lot of them. And the reason for that is because they are destructive. And so they kill the host. And we know that that's not a viable form of
well, the other big thing that I saw, you know, while I work on computers is viruses, they derived no benefit from it other than the glory that, oh, they could sit there and say,
right. Yeah,
we created this. Whereas spyware and malware, they can actually, if they can get into your machine with their little program and steal information, as simple as your email list and resell that, now they're making money. Whereas before, viruses, all they could do is, yeah, we wrote that, and we infected all these machines. Big deal. They didn't get anything out of it.
Right. That was counting coup. Now they're making money, and that's where spyware comes in.
Mm-hmm.
When you change your virus to not be destructive, but to lurk in the background and steal information from your computer, they call that spyware. And it is a very different type of programming and a very different way of hiding. So, in fact, that's why something like Super Anti-Spyware exists, because it will look at what's in your computer in a different way than an antivirus program does, and that's why you need both of them working together.
And if I can just jump in there for a minute, the difference that we recommend both malware and super anti-spyware, malware bytes sort of generically goes through and kind of hits the upper level. Super anti-spyware goes deeper. It goes into the registry and it looks for all the things hidden, and there are literally thousands of lines in the registry. So it'll go through there and do, you know, catch those. So that's why we recommend two, because no one program can catch all the spyware and malware that's out there.
Yeah, there are several programs. In fact, most of the commercial programs offer, you know, all around protection from viruses and malware and spyware and hijackers and things. But we have found over the years that they don't quite do as good a job as a single purpose, you know, standalone program that does one thing really good.
Right.
What's the old saying? Jack of all trades, master of none.
Exactly. And when you have something, you know, when you have bespoke software, something that specifically goes after viruses, something that specifically goes after spyware, something that specifically goes after things that the other two don't catch, that's where you win. That's why we say you should always be running an antivirus. You should definitely have super anti-spyware and malware bytes. And those three together will go nothing keeps you 100% clean. That's just life. But it goes a very long way to keeping you clean. Does that clear things up a little bit for you?
Great. Well, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it. And we'd also like to thank Steve for his generous donation. Thank you, Steve. Very, very generous. We're delighted and honored that you have become part of the family. Thanks. But, yeah, it does get confusing, viruses, spyware, malware in general. They're all kind of weirdly intertwined. There's a Venn diagram somewhere for these things, I'm sure.
Malware is kind of the malicious software encompasses everything.
Sort of, but it also hits some things that antivirus software doesn't. That, and it hasn't got as much to do with a label as it has to do with the way these things insinuate themselves into your operating system and the signatures they have inside their files as to how they do what they do. And so when you are looking for, that's one of the reasons that running anti-spyware, a bespoke anti-spyware system is much faster than running one of the all-in-ones. And with the way computers are designed nowadays with multi-processing and parallel processing and all the other processing, running a single-minded antivirus program and a single-minded anti-spyware program and a single-minded everything else program can run simultaneously and separately and therefore, in fact, faster than one of the programs that purports to do it all.
And the much bigger growing threat these days are the fake messages that claim you have a virus. It's just an ad on a website, and there's an ad for tires, there's an ad for diapers, there's an ad that says you have a virus, call this phone number. It's a fake message to trick you into calling the phone number. And they're written very scary, you know, big red letters.
Oh, very intimidating.
Some of them now actually talk to you, you know, your virus warning, warning, warning. They claim to be from Microsoft or from Apple. And they're lying. And a lot of them now will say, you know, click here to clean your computer. And they install more malicious software. And since you downloaded it, you installed it, you typed your password in, it's very hard for the anti-programs to tell that's fake versus real, because that's the biggest problem antivirus is at. And it's one of our suggestions earlier to someone, turn off your antivirus to install a real program, because installing a real program is very, 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 very close to installing a fake program.
That's exactly right. But always remember to turn your antivirus back on again.
Yeah.
It's confusing. Sorry.
Very confusing. Yeah, and one of the ways to recognize a fake virus warning, is it doesn't come from the program you already own.
Right.
Bad grammar, bad spelling, things like that. And I could almost say now every message you get is fake.
Yeah, it's about right.
Because the real companies don't put up messages anymore because they know people ignore the fake ones.
That's about it. Well, we're at the end of another show. I would like to personally and on behalf of the other two guys thank Jim and Brian and Charles and Carl and Mark and Don and Thomas and Joseph and always Dolores and David and Steve for their very generous donations to keep this station on the air. It's people like you who make this show possible and keep us coming here every week. And from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for that. But don't go away, because George is coming in to play the best German music you will hear all week. And Michael's here to keep him on the straight and narrow. We will be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. Dave Enright, Steve Ray, me, Nick Francesco, and you, 55 minutes after the hour. Sound bites and the truly grateful-to-be member-supported Jazz 90.1. We will see you in 166 hours.